Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Tesvav Amasechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's case of Kainim Shani Yashan, a person made a neder to prohibit his sleep. The Gemara's initial reasoning that this neder is effective midaraisa, because this is a case of Kainim Einai Bishina Hayyim, Im Ishan Lamacher. He made a neder to prohibit sleep for his eyes that day with a tanai, a stipulation, that the neder is only effective if he will sleep the next day. And the machlekes Rabbi Huda of Rav Nachman, whether we say, betana mizdahir, a person is cautious even with a tanai. Rav Ashi's reasoning that this neder is only effective midrabanan, krishina davar she'im by mamashu. A neder cannot take effect on something of no substance, such as sleep and speech. The Mishnah's case of kainim shani mishamshech, a husband that made a neder to prohibit tashmish, marital relations with his wife. The neder is effective only ba'imr hanos tashmish ha'alai. He imposed an isr on himself to receive benefit from her tashmish. But the neder is not effective if he said tashmishi alecha, alayich, when he imposed a neder on her to receive benefit from his tashmish, demishtabidla, because he is obligated to her. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include Shavua shle ishin shleisha yamim. Malkanaisa v'yashin la'altar. If a person makes a shavua that he will not sleep for 3 days, the shavua is not effective. He is punished with malkus for making a shavua shav, an oath in vain, and he may sleep immediately because efshal lekaimo, it's not possible for a person to avoid sleep for 3 days.